This is Morning Edition on WUWM. I'm Bob Bach, joined by Jane Hamden, host of Lake Effect. Today and continuing through next week, WUWM News and Lake Effect will air a series of stories, interviews, and conduct a panel discussion about youth violence in Milwaukee.
And Bob, youth violence is just pervasive in our community. Our stories and our segments are going to look at causes and effects, and we'll hear about what's underway or contemplated regarding how to change the prevalence of youth violence. It's a huge component of everyday life for some people here.
Much of the youth violence that gets the most attention here has to do with firearms. Will Pelfrey is a UWM professor of criminal justice and a trained psychologist. He says, while gun violence happens across all segments of society, it is especially pronounced in one segment, namely poor, frequently minority males ages 15 to 25.
This is the criminogenic period. This is when people are most likely to be involved in crimes, and the ready availability of guns has shifted violence from hand-on-hand violence, two kids or two teenagers getting in a fistfight, to one teenager going back to their car or going to a friend's apartment, retrieving a gun, and shooting someone over a fight, a slight, or a perceived conflict.
That's UWM criminologist Will Pelfrey. We'll hear more from him tomorrow when our series continues.
And Bob, Stanley Cole is an example of the young people that Professor Pelfrey was talking about. Cole is a former gang member. He spent time in jail for his involvement in a murder. Now he's in his 40s, and he works with Milwaukee kids who remind him of himself 25 years ago.
A lot of things I've went through, even being a victim of violence myself, as well as just being a part of the neighborhood. I think students understand people that have that empathy and pretty much know what they're going through, or pretty much, you know, can feel what struggles they face with today.
Today, Stanley Cole works with the Running Rebels organization in Milwaukee, counseling young people at risk. And as we heard him say, he has credibility with kids who are living really tough lives on the very same streets where he grew up.
Other subjects ahead on our series include an assessment of the impact of youth violence on criminal justice and school systems, and details about what programs are working to curb violence in the community.
Our coverage will also include a community forum at Discovery World next Tuesday from 3 to 4:30. It will be taped on that day for broadcast on Friday, June 6th on Lake Effect. I'm Jane Hamden.
And I'm Bob Bach, WUWM News.